Volchik by Mark Samuels. Read by Mark Young. I had been living in a cramped apartment out in the suburbs to the south of the city. The apartment overlooked a dingy street, invariably strewn with rubbish due to the preponderance of fast food outlets. Amongst these was a cafe that remained open for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The cafe was useful to me. After 1 a.m. it was usually deserted, and I often spent time there, sipping a greasy coffee and reading. My insomnia made sleep impossible most nights, and the owners were uncommunicative foreigners who took no interest in their customers. The decor, moulded plastic seats and formica tables, seemed not to have changed since the 1970s. Overhead, neon strip lighting gave the place a gleaming white sanitary air, like a hospital canteen. One night, as I sat in the cafe, drinking a lukewarm coffee in my usual corner, a woman in her early 30s, wearing a fur-trimmed black coat, came over to my table. "May I join you?" she asked. "It's okay if you'd prefer to be alone." My first reaction was one of alarm. I was surprised that she should take it upon herself to invade my privacy, but her manner was apologetic.